This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Australian Senate has passed Dean Smith's marriage bill, with the House of Representatives likely to follow suit this week, making marriage equality a reality in Australia. After senators gave impassioned speeches in Parliament, 43 voted for the proposed legislation and 12 voted against it. All proposed amendments to the bill by Conservative senators were voted down, something Smith said validated his bill. An inquest has found that Scott Johnson, whose body was found at the base of a cliff in Manly in 1988, was murdered as the result of a homophobic hate crime. Johnson's death at the time was ruled a suicide, and his family had been fighting for justice ever since. This was the third inquest into Johnson's death. The previous inquest was inconclusive, while the first upheld the cause of death as a suicide. A landmark ruling by the Family Court of Australia has struck down a law requiring court authorisation in instances of young trans people seeking hormone treatment. Young people seeking treatment will now have access to estrogen or testosterone treatment, also known as Stage 2, for gender transition, without the Family Court's intervention. Victoria's Young Australian of the Year, Georgie Stone, who had long advocated for the change, tweeted out her joy at the decision. The Victorian government has announced a pilot project which will place HIV-positive peer workers in high caseload Melbourne clinics to support people living with HIV. The $300,000 project will be led by Living Positive Victoria and will run from 2018 to 2020. The project was announced by Health Minister Jill Hennessy at the World AIDS Day launch at the Doherty Institute on Friday. Liberal MP Tim Wilson has proposed to his same-sex partner during a speech in Parliament amidst a marriage debate in the House of Representatives. Wilson was delivering his speech on Dean Smith's marriage bill in the chamber when he proposed to his partner Ryan, who was sitting in the gallery. Wilson asked Ryan, "Will you marry me?" through tears, who in response gave an enthusiastic yes from the gallery. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has said it's important that same-sex couples are able to marry, as it beats being single and surrounded by cats. In a speech to Parliament, he said that gay couples are better off together than living alone comforted only by their respective cats. He also used his speech to brand marriage equality a breakthrough achievement for his leadership. A bisexual writer and activist has started the hashtag DoBetterByUs, urging queer media to report better on bisexual issues and to avoid buying into biphobia. Lois Shearing said that queer media must stop perpetrating common myths about bisexual people, including that all bi people are really either straight or gay. She wrote, "Separate us out, give us the space we deserve." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Football and rugby stars in the UK have proudly worn rainbow laces during matches to fight homophobia in sport. Players, managers, clubs and officials all joined in displaying rainbow flags on stadiums, delivering positive messages and lighting up rainbow arches as part of the Stonewall campaign after they just signed a new three-year deal with the Premier League. World Cup winners Will Greenwood and Ben Cohen also surprised LGBT inclusive rugby teams in Bristol and Northampton to raise awareness of the campaign by presenting them with laces and joining them in a match. Former Team GB swimmer Mark Foster has come out as gay. The 47-year-old represented the UK at the Olympics and Commonwealth Games and broke the news in an interview with The Guardian. Foster has since revealed that he has someone special in his life and that the reaction to his coming out has been brilliant so far. And finally, Russian officials are insisting that LGBT fans will not face arrest for holding hands or carrying rainbow flags during the World Cup. It was reported earlier in the week that gay fans would be warned by rights groups not to express themselves due to anti-gay propaganda laws, but Russian football officials now say the cup will not be targeted. Football union official Alexei Smirtin says the law is only about propaganda to minors, so as long as athletes don't go into schools and speak, there won't be a problem. Last week, Gary Lineker also caused controversy by wearing a rainbow wristband in Moscow while hosting the draw for the 2018 event.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.